Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. I'm Doug Fay. This morning, it is my pleasure to have Wilmore represented on our show. We're going to be talking to one of the longest continuous business owners in Wilmore, Clay Tankersley, Clay's Barber Shop. We'll talk to him, learn all about him and his family and his life right after this word.
Beginnings are important, especially when it comes to building a future. From start to finish, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County will be with you every step of the way. Whether it's a house, a car, a college fund, or saving for retirement, it all starts here. Stop by any of our four convenient Jessamine County locations today or visit us on the web at myfarmersbank.net. Banking with friends and neighbors, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County, Equal Housing Lender, Member FDIC.
Good morning and welcome to All Things Jessamine. Glad to have you on this Saturday morning as we are going to talk today to a gentleman who has been a fixture, I guess you would say, in Wilmore for a number of years. And we're going to find out just how many years that is. Clay Tankersley. Good morning, Clay.
Good morning. How are you this morning?
Good. Glad that you were able to come in and talk to us here.
Well, thank you.
On our program. Because, you know, the thing about it is, Clay, is my show is called All Things Jessamine. And we don't want to ever forget that that includes Wilmore.
Right.
And sometimes that happens. Sometimes people tend to forget, you know, Wilmore's down there and it's all one of us. So we, in the past, have had some people on from Wilmore, Mayor Rainwater and Leonard Fitch, and Faye Hogue. And we like to get people who have... who've been around a while. Now, notice I said it nicely.
I've been around a long time.
Yeah. It was Clay's Barber Shop. But let's start just learning about you. Tell us when you were born and parents and how it even came that you ended up in Wilmore.
All right. I was born in 1937, quite a few years ago. I was raised on Troy Road in Wilmore. Mm-hmm. And my mom and dad lived there, well, until he died. And then we sold the place, and all I ever thought I was going to do was farm. I was born and raised on a farm, and that's what I thought I'd do, would be a farmer.
Now, that's what your dad did.
That's what
my
dad did.
Okay.
Yeah. So when I was a senior in high school, the girl I was going with at that time, Jackie Jackson, who is now my wife after 52 years,
wow.
Her brother-in-law, Gene Brandenburg, come to me one morning and asked me, he said, what are you going to do when you get out of school? And I said, well, farm. I said, that's all I've ever done. He said, well, what about barber school? I said, well, suits me.
Where did he come up with that? Just a wild thought?
He started in this shop the year before.
Okay.
You see.
So he was already there and had a shop open.
He was already there.
Okay.
The year before, in 1955.
All right.
And I said, suits me. And, you know, 18 years old, it didn't matter to me what I'd done next week, let alone 10 years down the road.
Right.
So he set it up when I graduated. We went to Louisville. There wasn't but two schools in the state of Kentucky at that time. Both of them was in Louisville. You had to put in 1,248 hours, and if you went 8 hours a day, it took you 6 months. I went 10 hours a day and got out a little over five. I got out of barber school November the 1st of 1956, and I started in the barbershop there November the 2nd, 1956.
When you went to school,
uh-huh.
You were out of high school and you traveled to Louisville, which at that time was a long way away.
Oh, yeah.
That was far travel.
Yes, sir.
Did you get up there at any point in time in that first week and think, what am I doing? I mean, did it ever cross your mind is this what I want to do? Or did you just right off the bat say, this is it?
Like I say, 18 years old.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I had no idea what was going to happen 10 years down the road.
Yeah.
No, I enjoyed the time I was there.
But something completely different from what you had doing in farming.
Oh, yeah. Yes, it was completely different from what I was thought I was going to be doing, but it's worked out.
Well, let's back up just a minute. Now, you mentioned Jackie there, and I was going to ask you, you all evidently high school sweethearts.
High school sweethearts.
Yeah. Yes. How'd that all come about? We like to delve into some of those little stories.
Well, we went through school together. I can remember when I was in the third grade. Of course, she doesn't remember this, but at that time, you had those double seats.
Right.
And one morning, she sat with me, and I thought that was the greatest thing in the world.
Third grade?
Oh, yeah, in the third grade.
Wow.
But we didn't start going together until we were seniors in high school.
But you had your eye on her all those years.
Oh,
did she know that?
Well, no, not really. Not
she
really.
She does
but, I had my eye on her. And then after, I started barber school in 56, and we got married in 63.
Okay, so it was
waited a little while.
You were in the business for a while before that happened.
Right.
With her brother-in-law.
With her brother-in-law.
So you had a connection there to her.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, that's...
that was
well, that's the reason
tight.
He came to me and asked me about going to barber school, because I was going with his sister.
So any other boyfriend, and we could have been talking to somebody else, and you'd have been farming.
Well, yeah, I'd been farming.
Isn't that funny how fate works and takes its turns?
Yes, sir.
So you came back and you opened the bar, or you were in the barbershop.
I was in the barbershop
with him. At what point was it just you? When did it?
Oh, Gene and myself worked in there for about 20 years together. Mm-hmm. And then he decided he wanted to do something else. So I was in there by myself then, have been ever since.
Are you the person that's been in business the longest in Wilmore? Or are you
as
close?
As far as I know, when Byron Sims retired next door as a pharmacist, now Leonard Fitch, I believe I'm right about this now. I think he started in 57 and I started in 56.
Yeah.
I think I'm right on that. I'm not real sure, but I think that's right. But when Byron retired, as far as I know, I'm the oldest continuous businessman in Wilmore.
And you must like it, or you wouldn't have stayed here that long.
Oh, I would miss not going down there. Now, my wife has been, she retired from Delta Gas after 52 years. And
she worked there that
52
long.
52 years, yes, sir. And
well, you guys, both of you, get something going, you stick with
it. Oh, yeah, we don't change.
That's amazing.
We don't change.
Well, speaking of change, what do you see has been the biggest change in Wilmore when you started and now?
Well, the subdivisions that they have put in is the biggest change. Now, business-wise, it hadn't changed that much. Residential-wise, it has. But as far as business, it hadn't changed at all, really. That's the biggest change that I can see is these subdivisions that you put in.
As far as change is concerned, you have the subdivisions, and I think a lot of that probably has to do maybe with Asbury and the college and the seminary. Throughout your years, has that been a good-sized part of your clientele, or is it mainly just what we call the old Wilmore folk?
The old Wilmore folks is where you make your money at, you know. And these people that's coming in, that's just extra that you get.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I have quite a few Asbury College students, you know, and seminary students. More seminary than I do college, really and truly, because a lot of the seminary students are married and have little boys, have little kids, you know. And so probably more clientele from the seminary than probably from the college.
And then as far as the business, because you said it hadn't changed much, I guess some of the oldest businesses, as you said, would be Fitch's IGA.
Right.
The drugstore, of course, is still in business.
It's still in business, not by the same people.
And what are some of the other businesses down there that have been around maybe for a little while? You've got your banks, I guess, and things like that. But as far as local businesses, that's about it, isn't it?
That's about it. Well, the beauty shop, of course, Jody Hogue's been there for quite a few years.
Right. Now, she now does that with her home.
Yeah. Other old businesses, I can't think of it.
Yeah.
Just right off the hand.
And Wilmore, even though the subdivisions, we were talking to Mayor Rainwater about this. Wilmore is your typical small town.
Right.
In fact, not long ago, I saw on Facebook, there was a article published by some organization, and it had ranked, because it looked at crime, it looked at education, it looked at a lot of things, and it had ranked the top 10 cities to raise your child in Kentucky.
Yes,
and
sir.
Wilmore was number one.
Number one, that's right.
The only thing I think that it got somewhat of a low grade in was access to a library, but, I mean, they obviously don't know about the one sitting right down there on Lexington Avenue.
That's right.
But that must feel pretty good. You know, a lot of people look at Wilmore like, oh, it's too small for me, but no.
No, that's the one thing I like about Wilmore.
Yeah.
You see, a lot of times we get compared to Mayberry, but I kind of take that as a compliment.
I would, too.
Sometimes they call me Floyd, but I don't mind.
That's fine, too.
So, yeah, I mean, it's a new, unique little place. Mm-hmm. It really is. Mm-hmm. I mean, I know I'm prejudiced, and I'd be the first to admit it, but
okay.
I love Wilmore now.
Sure.
I love the people there, and I love it.
And you know, if anybody listening has not had the opportunity to go into your barbershop, it is a typical
It's a barbershop. It's not a beauty shop.
Right.
It's not a salon shop. It's a barbershop.
It's a barbershop.
Yes, sir.
And you mentioned Mayberry. It doesn't look quite as antiquated as Floyd's might have looked. Look, but you get that idea.
You
walk in there and see the chairs and all that's going on, and you have your share of loafers, too.
Yes, sir.
That like to come in to do nothing but talk. It is a small town barber shop, and you've been able to keep it that way for 50-plus years now. It's
well,
amazing.
This November the 2nd will be 59 years.
59. Any thoughts of ever retiring?
Oh, the wife's been trying to get me to retire, but as long as my health will let me, I'm going to keep on working.
And you know, there's one thing that I know that you do, and a lot of people don't. You know, it's not just showing up to work every day to support your family. There's more to life than that. And I think from what I have found out, on Tuesdays and Thursdays, you sent teams do that. Tell us about your extracurricular activities.
Well, I close the shop on Tuesdays and Thursdays now, and that's when I go to the nursing homes and cut hair. Mm-hmm. I used to have 11 homes I went to, and two of them was in Georgetown. I had to give up. I'm down to six now, so I had to give up some of them.
Six?
Yeah.
Where all do you go?
Well, I go to Westwood Village, yeah. And then I have five in Lexington.
Really?
Yeah.
So you travel up there Tuesdays and Thursdays, yeah. and are their barber. And I bet you those people look forward to seeing
all the ones that still alert. Just love it. Just love it.
Yeah.
Yeah. The oldest gentleman I ever gave a haircut to in a nursing home was 102 years old.
Wow.
And his mind was just as sharp as it ever was. And so we got to talking one day, and I found out that he was from up in the eastern part of Kentucky. Mm-hmm. And I asked him, I said, did you ever make any moonshine? He said, well, yeah. I said, I made it all the time. I said, did you ever have any problems? He said, yeah. And one time, the revenue shot him right in the stomach.
Oh, my goodness.
But it didn't hit any organs, you know, so he was still living, 102 years old. Yeah, he said, I made moonshine all the time.
Well, the nice thing about having you come in, I would think, is that is one little part of their world that seems normal. Is someone that to come and cut their hair. Is yes, as small sir. As that would seem.
And I have noticed, too, that a lot of the old gentlemen, sometimes they're just a little bit reluctant about getting a haircut because they've always been used to getting up out of that chair and reaching on that hip pocket to get their billfold.
Yeah.
And they haven't got it.
Yeah.
So they don't realize that the haircut is already paid for, but they're a little bit reluctant about getting a haircut because they can't
right.
reach and get that bill for and pay for a haircut.
Well, that's a great service, too, for you to do that,
yeah.
to be able to go and help those people. Because, you know, you don't normally think that even though they are in a place that's not their home, they still have needs. Their hair still grows, and they have to have those kind of things provided for them.
Yes, sir.
Is that one of your most pleasurable things of your life right now that you're able to do?
Oh, I enjoy it. I enjoy talking to the old people in the nursing homes. You can hear some funny stories from them. You know, like I say, the ones that still alert. There's two things I've noticed in the nursing homes that they really love. I mean, the women and men both, is little children and pets. I mean, they just are overwhelmed whenever a little child comes in. And I took a bunch of little puppies up there one time. And, well, the staff took four of them. I think I had six, and I brought two back home. And the two that I brought back home was just as slick and shiny where they had petted them and rubbed them all day, you know.
Life is different when you get to that point.
Oh,
and little things mean a whole lot more. And I guess when you work in that environment like you do, you see that more than just normal people like me.
Yes, sir.
When I'm not there, I have a mother-in-law's in nursing home, so I kind of see it, but not like you do, and hear the stories and that is told, and realize that these people, they're just living in a different place. That's right. All it's different.
That's all it is. I mean, I don't like nursing homes.
Right.
I mean, it's just a stopping off place.
That's right.
You know.
Well, tell us, let's talk some more about Wilmore. It's got in mind, and surely in these 59 years of some characters that people might remember of Wilmore. Any that you have come to mind that you might mention and tell us a little bit about?
Well, yeah. Gene Allen West is one of them.
Knew him a little bit.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. Leon West. I've been just a lot of people in there that just over the peanut hat. Just a bunch of them over the years. My best friend, or one of my best friends, Red Wilson's down about every day. I really enjoy them all coming in and talking.
Yeah. You know, the sad part is that times do change. You will remember as well as a lot of people who have lived in this county for quite a while, what we used to call the fence sitters out here on the courthouse.
Oh, yeah.
The bench sitters.
I sit there myself.
And they're all gone. And are you finding that in Wilmore that a lot of those characters, they're not around anymore?
They're not around anymore. Oh, yeah. I can remember this fence out in front of the courthouse here on Saturdays. You couldn't find a place to sit down on it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the streets were so crowded, you had a hard time walking them down the sidewalks.
And if you did, you had to walk in wood shavings where they whittled
stuff. Yeah.
And even I remember back in the 80s in the courthouse, I mean, that bench would be full. And is it like that down there where you just don't have those type people anymore?
Back years ago, people stayed at home. I mean, the travel wasn't, I'm not that ancient, you know, but, back when I was a kid, If you went to Lexington three times a year, you was doing great.
Yeah, that's a big
now
thing.
Now you jump in the car and go three times a day.
Right,
so,
right.
So, yeah, times have changed.
Yeah, and sometimes for the good and sometimes
some for the good,
not.
Some for the
but I will say this, is Wilmore is one of those places, and even though they do maybe have a few more houses, you'll see a few new buildings associated maybe with Asbury. But other than that,
that's it.
Wilmore has done, and whoever wants to take the credit for this can, but somebody in Wilmore, a lot of people, have been able to keep it a small town and keep it quaint and keep it the number one place to raise your kids. That's pretty amazing.
It is pretty amazing. And like I say, I mean, I know I'm prejudiced. I know
sure,
I am.
Sure, sure.
But I love Wilmore. I mean, I just love it.
And it's such a pretty town. Christmas time, I think about, you all had hanging flower baskets long before Nicholas
right,
did.
Right.
And it just always is kept to look really, really nice.
Well, I think you can credit our mayor for that, Mayor yeah. Rainwater, for the biggest part of that yeah. and everything. I really do. He's done a great job.
He has. And some people, Clay, you know, might have the argument, well, we should grow, we should have this, we should have that. But most of the times, those people don't live there. Right. It's you guys that work there every day and live there every day. And from the people I talk to, they're pretty satisfied.
I think so.
Yeah.
I know I am.
They really are.
Yes, sir. I know I am.
You are still in business. Are you
oh, yeah.
still taking new customers?
Well, yeah.
If they
yeah.
walk in, now they have
yes,
to
sir.
Come on Monday, Wednesday,
I don't take
Friday.
Appointments. I don't take appointments at all. I never did.
Yeah? They just walk in
they
and
just
get
walk
it.
In. You might sit there for an hour and do nothing.
Yeah.
Next hour, you got more than you handle, so that's just the way it is.
And they better like UK.
Oh, yeah.
If they walk
oh,
in
yeah.
your shop.
Yes, sir.
How long have you been a ticket holder to those games?
I think I've missed 14 home games since 1976.
Wow. That's pretty amazing. So
yeah.
Saturday was a good day for you. UK won and Louisville lost.
Uh-huh. Right. That's right. That's right. You know, I love UK basketball. Now, more basketball than football.
Right.
Fact is, I think I've got about 18 autographed basketballs up on my wall,
uh-huh.
you know, that R.J. Corman got for me over the
yeah.
years. And then one year I walked in and it was all gone. They were stolen.
You're kidding.
Yeah.
Somebody had broken your shop.
They
and
broke
just,
in the back.
And is that all they took?
That's all they took was my basketballs.
You really?
Right. You didn't know that.
No. Yeah. And they took all the, nothing else, just the basketballs.
Just the basketballs. Through the Nicholasville Police Department and the Sheriff's Department, I got them back.
Found them
all except the last one that said to Clay from Coach Calipari. I didn't get that one back.
Yeah.
But he sent me another one.
Okay.
It says, Clay, it says, don't let them steal this one, John Calipari. So all that was through R.J. Corman.
Really. That is great.
Yeah.
And another person that you knew very well that
yeah.
That we have lost, and times have changed in a lot of ways.
Yes, sir.
You know, one thing I didn't ask you about earlier, and I should have, we talked about Jackie and
mm-hmm.
The fact that you've been married for, what, how many years?
52 years.
52. You have children?
One child.
And a son?
Son.
And do you have grandchildren?
One grandchild.
Not spoiled?
Not too much. That's the only grandchild I have, little
yeah.
girl.
Yeah.
She's 11 years old now, and she's apple pie.
I would say so. Clay, were you a veteran?
No. When I was examined for the Army in 1957, that was under the Eisenhower administration.
Mm-hmm.
They sent a bunch of us from Nicholasville down there to Fort Knox to be examined. And there was nothing going on anywhere at that particular time.
Yeah.
The least little thing wrong with you, they didn't want you.
Yeah.
They put me in 4L because I had flat feet.
Is that right?
Yes, it is.
Now, how long had you been barbering when that happened, or had you?
Just a year. I started in 56, and I was examined in 57.
And flat feet. So
yeah.
58 years later, can imagine how much flatter they've gotten standing up.
Well, I guess I was born with them. They never bothered me at all.
And so they just, and I guess that makes sense. They're not in the war. If something had happened, we'd have been,
oh, yeah,
you'd have gone.
Yeah,
it wouldn't have mattered if your feet were curled.
But at that particular moment, or
yeah.
that particular time in history, it wasn't nothing
right.
going on. Yeah,
see,
I was too young for the Korean War and
yeah.
too old for Vietnam.
Well, this is why we do this program. We do this program to learn more about people who are part of our community. And, you know, you have been a long-standing part of Wilmore and Wilmore's history. You know, if you think, and we have done that, if you think about the people whose names come to the surface, so it's been there in business for all these years and stayed with it. It would have been very easy for you or the Fitches or the Sim, any of them, to say, you know what, this town just did. It's not big enough. I need to go get a bigger place.
Right.
You could have done that.
I could have done that.
But you didn't. And I'm glad you guys stayed there and kept that town going.
Well, I had been barbering a couple of years, I guess, after I got out of barber school. And somebody asked me that one day, mm-hmm. one morning, said, why in the world, when you got out of school, why did you go to Lexington and cut hair and make more money out of cut hair?
Right.
But like I say, I'm prejudiced about
right.
Wilmore.
Right.
I love it.
And if you're not happy doing it, I remember one time looking at my dad and saying, you know what, you're too cheap. You know, you aren't charging anywhere what these people would charge in another town to draw a picture
right.
or to frame a frame. And he looked at me and he said, no, I might be too cheap, but it's fair.
It's fair, yeah.
And I like it here, and I like what I'm doing and how I'm doing it, and I'm satisfied. And, you know, as long as you're doing that,
right.
as long as you're happy where you are in the town or whatever, that's the important thing.
Well, I'm pretty happy where I'm at right now.
You probably ought to write a book. I bet you could come up with enough stories out of that barbershop.
There's been some characters in one.
Yeah,
world.
I'd say so. And then probably have to have a section that's R-rated, I would say, probably.
Well, probably so. If I ever wrote one about Clay Corbin, it would probably be.
Well, that in itself would make a chapter and a half. And I don't know, you'd probably have to have the government censors come in
right,
and look
right.
at him. Another fella who has been close to you for a lot of years and done a lot for Wilmore, too.
Oh, my goodness, yes.
Yeah.
And Nicholasville.
Yeah, for the whole county. That's right.
Yeah, he's really been a great friend mm-hmm. over the years.
That's right.
And still is.
And still is.
He's down to the house about every night.
Yeah, I think I'd have to find a gate to put up or something.
Well,
you're going to have to.
I wouldn't tell him this, but I love him as a brother. But I think a lot of him.
Sure.
Of course, his son is my namesake.
That's right, Jackie. Yes, his son Jackie,
the
named
night
after
he was
you.
Born.
Yeah.
My wife, myself, and Clay took Bernice to the hospital. Back then, didn't know if it was going to be a boy or girl,
right.
so she had a little boy. My wife's first name is Jackie, and my first name's Alan, and they named him Jackie Allen.
Yeah.
We're pretty close.
Yes, you are, and a good one to be close to. Clay, thanks for coming in. I appreciate you
doing
this.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
We want to get to know a lot more about people who have made our county what it is.
Well, thank you.
And you have done just that down there, and we wish you many, many more years at the barbershop or not, whichever you choose. But you're one of those people that will always be associated with that town and the progress that it has made.
Well, I appreciate that, Doug. Thank you.
And we are glad to have you here.
Thank you, sir.
Well, I want to thank Clay for coming in and being on our show this morning and telling us all about himself and his business. We hope that you will maybe run down to Wilmore someday to see Clay. If you don't need a haircut, just walk in to see the barbershop. It is worth the trip. Well, we do this every Saturday morning, and we hope that you will join us again at 11 o'clock. All Things Jessamine, brought to you by Sutherland Chevrolet. It's right here for you on Jess FM 105.9.
In 1934, a brand new house cost about $6,000. The cost of a gallon of gas was 10 cents. And in 1934, Farmers Bank of Jessamine County opened their doors at 200 North Main Street in Nicholasville, and they've been there ever since. The times may have changed, but Farmers Bank is still here. Still proud to be the only locally owned and locally operated bank in Jessamine County. Banking with friends and neighbors. Farmers Bank, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.